Welcome to episode 257 of Fly Away. We're a group of travel agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or you're just tuning in, we're happy that you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. And we'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by my fellow Outlander travel agents, George, Lindsay, Sandy, and Elizabeth. As consumers, we are constantly searching for the latest products and inventions to help improve our lives. We thought it may be fun to take a closer look at some of the gadgets out there that are currently marketed towards travelers. And for the sake of this exercise, we each picked a product, or in some instances, several, that are designed to address a specific issue or problem we currently face while traveling. And let's see which gadgets came out on top and which ones left us searching for alternative solutions. So we'll just go around the room. Why don't we start with Sandy?
I didn't do the assignment. In my defense, I have not traveled as much as normal, and I only went to Pittsburgh and Myrtle Beach this summer.
That doesn't count.
I'm so offended that you still managed to slip Pittsburgh in there.
Did you not need a travel gadget for Pittsburgh? It's so awesome.
I drove in my van, and it's a trip I've done a million times. Yeah. So no. Sorry.
Okay, so Sandy. Scratch Sandy. Okay, Elizabeth, let's go to you.
So I took on the assignment with enthusiasm, and I bought 2 travel gadgets, and then I did not use them. There's classic. So I actually, and I will go ahead and tell you what they are because I'm intrigued by them, and I intend to use them, and perhaps we will visit them on another podcast. But I bought the Vinny bag, which is a wine bag, wine or any bottle. It could be olive oil. And I was going to Provence. So I thought for sure I would buy wine and or olive oil. And I didn't, because I was going with a 13-year-old and he was not interested. So I didn't, but it's basically inflatable. So what you do is you put the wine bottle in there and then you blow up the wine bag and it protects it. So instead of wrapping it in all your dirty laundry and hoping that red wine doesn't get all of your dirty laundry. So it seems fantastic. I actually bought 2 of them and they're not cheap. And I didn't bring back a single bottle of wine. So
well, you know what really is cheap? We did gallon Ziplocs and bubble wrap.
It's it's like bubble wrap and Ziplocs combined. And plus you actually have to blow them up. So there's like air involved in, but it says all TSA and airline requirements, which I assume means because it's in your checked bag, stores flat rolled. And honestly, as far as the product goes, when it's not blown up, it's very small. I mean, but it's a little heavy, I have to say. Like, feel that. I'm giving it to Sandy.
I'm a little intrigued by those because all the ones that I have are just the bubble wrap with the plastic around it and then the seal so that if it does break, it doesn't leak all over your stuff.
Well, this is not even full.
No, I know. So Sandy has an empty bottle of wine and one of the bags. It's heavier than an empty bottle of wine.
Oh.
Would you say? Yes. It's empty. That's why you can't drink it.
Yeah, I think it's
heavier than a bottle.
It's about the same, I think.
Yeah. So thanks for giving me back the empty bottle of wine and not my wine bag. The nice thing is it would hold any bottle. So if you wanted to buy a 750-milliliter bottle of beer or liquor. Wine or, yeah, or liquor, depends on the shape of it, I think. But generally, because you put the bottle in and then you blow it up. So it can be different shapes. And that would still accommodate.
So neat. That would have really come in handy on my trip because I did bring home a bunch of alcohol, but I had to use like the plain old bubble wrap ones that you can buy for like €1 at the wine shop.
Yeah. And the thing is that works just fine. Right. I mean, like I've never had a bottle of wine break in my bag. So
Chris did. And he came back from
really.
Yeah.
So
knock on.
We've had beer in our suitcase.
I think
everything. I mean, we lifted up the suitcase and we thought, oh, it rained while we were gone. And then we realized that nobody else's luggage was wet.
Well, at least beer doesn't tend to stain. Red wine, I was more worried about. So I own them now. So I will try them because I assure you there is a point in my travel career where I will buy a bottle of wine.
Well, you're getting ready to go to Africa and there's some great wines out of Africa.
That's what
you should use them twice because you can actually bring some wine from home for the cruise.
Oh.
And then use them again when you come back from Africa.
Lindsay, you are so smart.
Although we're getting a rental car the day before and we can do a grocery store run.
We could do a...
Right. You could do the grocery store run, but then I could put them in my... So the other thing I bought, which is still in plastic, can you hear the plastic, is the original lock tote industrial bag. And this is supposed to be like razor proof, and it's basically a string bag backpack, and it's supposed to be razor proof, and it comes with a lock, so you can actually lock it to like your pool chair or whatever, so that nobody could.
Now that is good.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. But then I went to, so I got it thinking I'm going to Hotel Ishkaret, and I'm going to be by the pool the whole time, but I had a swim out room. So I was never more than 5 meters from my room, and all my stuff was in my room because I had a bracelet on that could unlock my door. So I never needed to use it. And I did take it to France with me, but I ended up, I never wanted to carry, this is kind of heavy.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, this is
heavy.
Yeah, this is a little bulkier.
And so I didn't. Yeah,
that's something I could have used on my last trip, because I had a drawstring bag that I took, but it was like the generic kind you get at the expos. And I used it for all of my stuff. And what happened was the seam came open on the bottom and it ripped open, and I ended up having to buy this really tacky looking bag.
This is a travel bag.
Oh, okay.
So, you wouldn't even look to see that.
No, I haven't, because I was just going to take it with me.
It's a totally different
color. Sandy's opening it. I know, I got an attractive Carolina.
So this is a very sturdy fabric. Like, you can tell.
So what is it called again? A Loctite?
Loctote.
It's L-O-C.
L-O-C-T-O-T. The thing is, I don't see a lock. So I think I have to provide my own fabric.
No, there's a lock in
there. Oh, okay.
But you can tell that it's not like, I mean, it's one of those bags that you would, like a cinch sack that you would throw on like a backpack, but it's much sturdier, much thicker.
That's really cool. I'm going to have to buy one of those, because my days of using the free cinch sacks that I get at the expos are over, because that would betrayed me horribly.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need the thicker ropes, because it really, if it's heavy, it digs into your shoulders.
These are thick ropes. They're cut-proof ropes. And then, I mean, like the demos show them like using a razor to slice it, and you can't cut it open. So I may try to use it when we're at conference for the theme parks. I'm going to bring it with me, because I'm going to freaking use it at some point. And I paid a lot of money for it. It was almost $100. It was like $80.
Oh my God.
With shipping. But it gets good reviews. I feel confident that it works. But
this, I think, would be great if you, like you were saying, swimming, you know, going to like if you're on a cruise and you're doing an excursion where you want to be in the water, but you don't want to leave your stuff sitting on your beach chair.
And I am going on a cruise soon, so I will take it with me and I will try it.
Yeah,
and
that was leaving your stuff on your beach chair.
The main attraction to me was the beach chair thing, because I'm not really, generally people do not run up to me with razor blades. I travel a lot, and people do not try to cut things off of my back. It just doesn't.
I mean, I guess they could always just take the beach chair and run with it. I
mean, well, but you didn't have to carry the whole beach chair. I mean, you know.
It could happen, I guess.
Yeah, it could happen. You're right, Lindsay.
You could kind of lock it to two beach chairs, though, and make it.
Yeah. And lock the two chairs together so people couldn't pull them apart and take one. You know, so you're protecting your beach chairs and your stuff. But I don't think it's water resistant. I'll have to read up on that. But I mean, it's pretty much everything resistant. So maybe it is water resistant.
It's very thick.
It's not metal. I mean,
it's not like it can seal up though to avoid water getting in the top.
Yeah.
So
George, did you do this assignment?
No.
Okay. Moving on then.
I'm not going to yell at my kids about their homework.
Donna?
Oh, yes, I did this assignment.
So I didn't buy anything specifically for the assignment, but my go-to travel techie piece is a travel bank. So it seems like more and more devices are using USB to charge. So having a portable battery pack to charge your phones. And now I bought an action camera, and not only does the camera charge with a USB cable, but the 3-spare battery charger uses USB as well. So, and I think it's part of it's evident by the fact that now Disney has scattered their little battery charging systems around, that it's getting to be a really popular thing.
Yeah, I always have one or two with me when I travel. Especially when iPhone's going to have a new model come out and all of a sudden your battery power disappears.
Oh, yeah, iPhone. Yeah.
So, George, have you found a brand that you love? Because I have a bajillion. And the one that I like the most is a solar powered one that weighs like 18 tons. So do you have one that you
Yeah, Anker, A-N-K-E-R. You can buy most of their stuff through Amazon. And it seems like everything they make, whether it's a battery bank or cords or any other little tech gadget that they make, all get really high reviews and are really good
quality. And it's been George tested. You've used them while you travel.
Yeah, I've been using the one that I have now for probably 3 years. And I tend to buy the bigger ones so I can recharge my iPhone three or four times on it. So without having to worry about recharging.
Yeah, that's why I have an Anker too. I've got another one that starts with an M. It's a Mophie pack. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Mophie, I like. Tell us about your, real quick, Elizabeth, tell us about your solar one that you like, because that's another one I was looking at for this that I did not buy.
I don't have it in front of me. So I will say I would not recommend it.
Okay.
I can put the brand in the show notes, but when I bought it, I didn't realize how heavy it was. It's very, very heavy. And frankly, I've never needed to use the solar part of it because it holds a charge for freaking ever. I've charged six phones, like six different charges, whether it's the same phone a few times. So, but I can take it and my whole family can charge. So as long as someone else is carrying the backpack, which is the lock tote, which is really expensive and heavy, then I don't mind I do. I carried it around France with me in case we needed to charge, and we could have shared easily. And the charge lasts forever on it. So I can post the brand in the show notes. I don't have it right in front of me. Okay. I've had it for a couple of years, and when I bought it not knowing how heavy it was, and it showed up, and I was like, "Ooh, this is really heavy," and I hate it. But
that's why I can charge them.
But it can charge a bajillion things a bajillion times.
I think that, like, when I think of needing a solar powered one, I'm thinking camping,
yeah,
music festivals, hiking, you know, that kind of stuff. That is,
well, and frankly, I can't tell. Like, it is solar powered; it has solar panels on it, but I charge it to where it's 4-dot, you know, and it goes down so slowly. Maybe it's recharging with the solar, maybe it's not. There's nothing that tells me that the solar thing is really working. And 90% of the time it's in my purse. I mean, I'm not carrying it around, holding it up to the sun. Well, every now and then I pull it out, charge something or whatever. So I don't really know. I really don't know. But I'm happy to put the brand in the show notes because other than the heavy factor, it's solid. But it's soft. Yeah. It's really hard to carry around. Yeah. So, but Donna, if you're not leaving room and, you know, only use occasionally, it's great.
So Donna, what did you do? What did you pick? What was your problem you needed to solve?
Well, actually, I have two. And one of them I had for a while. And then the other one I got actually as a Christmas present. And it's another charger kind of thing. It's the Mojix Donut Travel Power Strip in black that I got off of Amazon. And I can tell you that it's got lots of little plugs and all, but I was charging my laptop. And so the only one that works with the third prong is the little center section. So I didn't end up doing a lot of other charging with it because it's got lots of different ports on it. It was just mainly the actual converter. Because we were in Europe at the time. And I've used so many different, I probably got five converters. And we, of course, Alex had one and Connor had one and Jeff had one and I had one and I actually had two or three. So we all had all these different converters to charge all of our devices because we were there for so long. The thing I liked about it, it was lightweight. But like I said, it didn't actually get used for the sole purpose for it was. And then it's also got an extension, which I didn't end up using. So it was a little overkill, but it takes up so little space that it was, you know, it was great to just throw in my
backpack. I have a question. That's not, that's something that's kind of like you plug it in your room and then you can plug other things in, right?
Right.
Not like, yes, it does not hold a charge.
It is. Yeah, I mean, lots of things. No, it's not to recharge. It's like a charger.
Like you don't plug your phone into it when you're walking around the museum.
No, but it's got multiple ports. So that way, you know, it's got USB ports, but it's also got like two-prong plugs. Mm-hmm. So you can actually plug in all these other devices into it, but it doesn't work with the three prongs, except with the converter.
So I got a Power Bagel, and which is related. It's the Mojix, but you have the donut, I have the bagel. And I thought the bagel had more, but it doesn't. And honestly, the instructions are so difficult to understand. I opened it while
they are.
And I was able to use the two USB ports. And then it comes with an adapter as well that doesn't fit into the carrying case, which is annoying. So you have this little round carrying case that holds the bagel, but then there's this other converter.
I thought that fit in.
There was some way, well, no, the actual regular plug fits in the side of it. And then there's some way to make the middle thing pop out. But for the life of me, the instructions, I couldn't figure out how to make.
Yeah, because you get them the right prong stuck out, and then you couldn't figure it. It took me forever to figure out how to put it back in.
So I used it for the two USBs using the little adapter that came with it. And hopefully I'll keep up with the adapter, but let's face it, the track record shows I will lose it. So it worked on that trip because I had it with me because it was brand new. But
one of those when I go to London.
I don't recommend. I would say get a good, and I actually have another, I should go get it. It's another, you can plug it into the wall. And when you plug it in, it's only Europe. But when you plug it in, it has a 3-prong plug for your big, like your computer or whatever. Then it has two USB ports. And that's what I used in Germany last year. And it got me through the whole time. Now, if you're going with the whole family, both my husband and one of my sons have what we call spiders that are like little blocks that we pack. And you plug it in once, you get one adapter, you plug it in once, and then it's got like six USB ports and three pluggy ports.
It's so funny that we need
receptacles. They're called receptacles.
And so when all of you are in a hotel room or two hotel rooms right next to each other, you just all plug it into one piece of equipment. So you just need one adapter.
So that's one of the things I like about what Donna was talking about, that donut, because of the shape of it, you can fit stuff into all the plugs. Yes.
And it's very light. It's very light and very small, which is really
nice. So it was great to just stick in my backpack and that way I had it with me.
I took one with me this time. I actually took four, and this is the one I use the whole time because it's got the two USBs on the side, and then it also does every single type of.
That's perfect.
And then it's got the 3-prong. So my Mac, I was able to charge my MacBook and then my phone and my power bank all at the same time. This is all I used.
What's the brand on that one?
I'll have to have you add it in the show notes because it doesn't say on here, but I got it from Best Buy and it's got like a.
Yeah, you find most of these at Walmart or Target or Best Buy, you know.
Oh, Radio Shack.
You don't have to spend a lot.
Radio Shack still exists.
Oh, yes, there are a few. And then the other one that I did was actually, it was an e-bag, anti-theft mini crossbody bag. It's just a little, you know, little crossbody bag, but it's got all those safety features like yours did, Elizabeth, with the, you can't cut the cords and all the little zippers lock and everything.
I love those bags.
It was nice. And it worked very well. The only thing I didn't like was that the cord or the strap was entirely too long. And so when I actually shortened it to where it needed to be on my body, the buckle was like smack dab in the middle of my shoulders.
That's unfortunate.
I just switched it around, but then, you know, the outside pocket was in on the inside now, and I had to kind of dig around in it.
Did it have a built-in pouch in yours for RFID?
No, but it's actually already got that RFID like foil material actually sewn into it. So no, you didn't have to worry about that.
Oh, cool. I have one from eBags that's by Travelon and I freaking love it. It's my favorite. It's my go-to purse. It's got the hoop, the locks for all the zippers.
Mm-hmm. Same kind of thing. And I was, you know, it was great because I took it to Europe for 2 weeks. And, you know, it was a small enough purse that I could just throw it in and take whatever I needed for that day. I could throw a bottle. It didn't really fit a bottle of water. I'd have to leave it open. That was the other thing. It wasn't quite deep enough or wide enough to actually hold a bottle of water. But, I mean, minor things.
Okay, Lindsay, I know you have like a plethora.
Oh, I've got a ton. I've got a ton. So I had two problems that I've been trying to solve forever. And the first one was that I really love to watch Netflix when I'm flying and I'm not on a fancy airplane with my own TV screen. And I hate having to hold my phone up or have to, you know, get my neck all messed up trying to watch TV on my phone. So I've been searching for quite a while for a device that would enable me to hook my phone to the seat in front of me and be able to watch it like a TV. So the first couple things I bought were just awful. I'm not even going to talk about them. They're so bad. But then I found one I thought was going to work from Walmart. And it's, bear with me, it's got a long name. So I had to take a picture of the name online. It's the TSV Flexible Lazy Bracket Mobile Phone Stand Holder Car Bed Desk.
Okay, somebody in marketing needs to be fired.
Yeah. Well, okay. So this thing has basically three pieces. And the main piece is this clampy, clippy thingy that goes on the back of the seat. And then it's got this long, flexible, it's like bendable wire underneath like a plush rubber. And then it's got a little ball joint that hooks into the other part that clips onto your phone. I can't show you guys that because Josh moved it somewhere and I don't know where it is. But yeah, okay. But basically, once I have this set up, once I have it set up on the plane, it worked great. Like once I got it in the perfect position and had my had it anchored the right way and had my phone facing me the right way, it worked fantastic.
We're dog owners, people. Deal with
that. So how do you anchor it to the?
What does the clip actually fasten to?
So the clip goes on the back tray of the table in front of the thing in front of you. On the tray or the little pocket where they put the brochures and like the plastic one that's molded on the top. Now it's your mileage is going to vary depending on the seat design in front of you. And then also it's going to depend on whether or not you have, if you're in an aisle seat where you have two other people to consider getting in and out and the fact that they could bump your phone. This would probably work best in the window seat because then you don't have to worry about the passengers around you. I did look like a freak doing this. Everyone was staring at me like, why is this lady bending this?
If somebody wanted to get past you in an aisle seat, you could squish it back against the seat.
Yeah. I squished it back against the seat and kind of, you know, it worked okay. But one of the things I will say is very bulky. Like this is just one piece. There's two pieces to this. And this piece alone, I would say is about, even if I squish it down as small as possible, it's still taking up about 5 inches of space. And if you are packing for like my trip to Europe, this last trip, I didn't want to take it with. It was too bulky. So what I did was I went online. Well, actually I went to TJ Maxx and I bought this Chillin' Hands-Free Neck Mount, which does kind of the same thing.
Has one of those.
much better. I just broke it. This was $5.99 at TJ Maxx, and I'm not even sad I broke it because it actually works like crap. In the picture, the guy, it looks like it's about 5 feet away from his face, but in reality, when you put this thing on, it's like right up against your face. So if you need readers, you're not going to be able to see nothing. Like, I couldn't see anything, so it's trash anyway, so I'm not so sad I broke it. So then what really makes me angry is that if you start searching for things, all of a sudden your Facebook news feed becomes filled with other things
that are similar. Our listeners cannot see this, but I am very suspicious of whatever Lindsay's watching.
So this is what's called a tentacle. And the marketing for this is pretty fabulous. It's this soft silicone. It's very bendable. It folds down into this tiny little ball. And it's supposed to be kind of a one-size-fits-all product to hook your phone or your electronic device to just about anything. You're supposed to be able to use this for selfies, for video.
Oh, wow.
It, you know, and it, as you can see, it holds it pretty well here, right? My problem is these dang suction cups do not suction to any of the material that is in the plane.
Like, I would think unless- it would be the tray table.
No, it's not smooth enough. I tried and it just fell down like 50 times. I was so mad. And then I ended up having to carry this thing all around Europe.
Yeah, because the tray tables and everything are textured.
Because they're textured, exactly. So this is not a good, and then I didn't trust it after my phone fell enough times with it. I didn't trust it to even try using it as for a selfie stick or anything like that. I was so bitter about it. So yeah, this was a $35 waste of money for me, this tentacle. So basically I have an unsolved problem. So I'm going to move on to the one problem I did manage to solve, which is I can never sleep on long flights. I can't sleep on planes. I can't get comfortable. My neck hurts really bad. It, I always end up in an odd position. And I just happened to read this little blurb, marketing blurb, for this company called Cabau, C-A-B-A-U. And they make this fantastic neck pillow that is like a, I think it's called a C3. Anyway, it folds up into this tiny case. So in the case, you can clip onto your bag on the outside. So it's great for portability. It squishes down and it's got kind of all the same features that you would expect from a neck pillow. But the one really cool thing about this, I mean, aside from the fact that it's got this awesome pocket that I can put my headphones in or my cords, my power cords. So when you're changing planes and you're trying to find all the things you needed from the last flight, you can still access them pretty easily. It's got a higher ridge around it that sits up against your neck. So it truly does support your head all the way around. I know nobody can see it, but it's just got a little bit of a higher, it's that extra inch and a half or 2 inches that make the difference in this. I slept like a baby.
I have one.
And I never sleep on a flight.
And between that and a, like an eye cover, out like a light thing.
Yeah. Oh, this
it's
is
basically
the
one of those neck pillows that curves around your neck. It's shaped like a C.
But it's higher. Yeah. It's higher.
Yeah. It's higher. And then it's got straps so you could really attach it to the back if you really wanted to, but I didn't use those. And I mean, I've tried, I bought the turtle. I don't know if you guys ever saw the marketing for the turtle, but it's that one that kind of folds flat and it's just got a hard ridge on one side and you put it on like a turtleneck and it Velcros around your neck. The problem for me with that is it only supported on one side of your neck. So I still couldn't even sleep with that one. But so this is probably my fifth or sixth.
Yeah, I have one like that that I love, and I actually strayed from that to buy one that supposedly had more breathable, because I get really hot in that. That's the drawback of it, is like the neck sweats are really bad. But I tried the one that's more breathable, and it wasn't the same. Like, it was more breathable, but I did not get the same rest. So that one is, I'm taking that one to Africa with me, because that like extra support on the side. And for those of us who snore, it keeps your head upright enough that you're not snoring and making everybody on the
plane. So two things I liked about the look of that is how much it, like when you showed us the case that it folds into, it looks like it compacts pretty well. And I like that you can hook it to like your bag on the outside so you don't have to shove it into your carry-on. So what is the brand and what was the cost of that one?
So this is a Cabau, I don't know if I'm saying it right, C-A-B-E-A-U. And I think the model was like C3 or something like that. And it was, I want to say around $35 or something like that. You can get it on Amazon.
I actually bought mine in the airport.
Yeah, I did see them for sale in the airport too. They were a little bit more than what I
actually,
paid on Amazon.
Chris and I bought them on our way on an international flight. I don't remember which one it was, but we literally got to the airport and went, we forgot our neck pillows. So we went shopping and that was what we found. And totally worth it. Totally worth it. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
So there are like a couple other, I mean, I know we were talking about like gadgets and stuff and power banks and things like that. And but there are a couple other things I never travel without dry shampoo.
And I never travel without my Bose noise-canceling headphones.
So I just got some of those, Donna. Oh, my God. They're fantastic.
They are so amazing. And you know, because by the end of, you've got ear fatigue if you don't have them. Just because you're hearing all that engine noise from airplanes. And just cutting out all that air engine noise really makes a huge difference.
So I use them at home sometimes now because I'm in an open office environment. My office is in a loft situation, so Marcus might be playing piano, Finley might be playing video games, whatever, and all that extra noise, I can put the headphones on and it totally wipes them out. I will say this last trip, I was traveling first class and on Delta on the way over. So when I bought these headphones, and I just bought mine because I was buying some other things at Best Buy, and he was like, you can get interest-free financing if you spend $200 more. I was like, throw that in the cart. So I've been wanting to buy these headphones forever, and they're ridiculously expensive. And I was like, it's probably not worth it, but I can do it when it's 12 months interest-free. And he said, oh, well, you need the airplane adapter. I was like, no planes have that two-prong adapter anymore. Like, no planes have that. Well, the direct flight from Raleigh Durham to Charles de Gaulle totally has that two-prong thing. So I couldn't use them on the way over. And I was like, oh, this is a total waste. But on the way back, I flew Air France on the way back, which was incidentally a nicer cabin. And they had the single prong thing, but they in first class, they usually give you headphones. So I wore the Air France headphones for about 2 minutes and they completely hurt my head. And the nice thing about the Bose is it's got a bigger ear piece. So it did crunch my ears.
So then the headband part is adjustable.
What model number did you guys get? I was looking at the 700s, but.
Oh, mine's in the other room. I'm sorry. I don't have it with me.
My kids have noise canceling earbuds that they pretend like they can't hear me.
No, so my kids have earbuds too, but to have that over ear, I think is just—it's just better. Yeah. I will say, for sleeping, the earbuds are a little bit better because you don't have the.
Now, can you wear your headphones with your neck pillow? Because I don't think I could.
So I haven't tried the two things together because, again, first class and I had the lay flat seat. So I didn't do it. But I will say the Bose are extremely comfortable and I am very, very picky about my headphones.
Yes, that was one of the first things I noticed.
Yeah.
And then they're also contoured. So it actually lays flat against your ears, but it doesn't push on them. So
I just feel like the little cushioning around them actually goes around your ear instead of pushing on.
Yes.
Like a lot of ears are a little bit smaller. And so they don't, I don't know, maybe I have big earlobes or something, but they don't like, they end up squishing your ear. Am I wrong, Donna? That's like,
it's great. And then in the little, and this is my little cheat sheet, you know, so I have the little box that they actually go in. I have a pen in there so that I can fill out those custom forms that you always have to fill out. Cause I always have my headphones out. So I have a pen in there. And then I've also got any drink coupons for Southwest in there. Cause you know, that's where I'm going to need them. And then I don't have to go like digging in my backpack. So I have my essentials in my earphone case.
But I will say with the earphones, if you're going to buy headphones for flights specifically, you want to make sure that they have that double prong adapter thing, because apparently people still use those. I thought all those airplanes were gone, but apparently not. So the double prong, like old style headphone jack. And then you also ideally want the Bluetooth headphones that also have a wire so you can plug them in. Cause that's something that, you know, people buy Bluetooth headphones and then they get on a plane and they're like, I can't watch.
Yeah. Mine are Bluetooth hooked up to my laptop.
So, yeah. So, but if you want to watch the movie on the,
like, I have to plug them in. Yes.
Yeah. You need a plug. So, mine actually have a wire that you can plug into the headset, into the headphones, and then also plug into there. Like it's basically an AC jack. It just plugs right in. And in that case, you're not using the batteries in the headset. They're actually they're still noise canceling, but they'll use the power generated from that.
So now that you have described like plugging it in like that, I can't think of ever seeing two prongs.
Trust me, the Raleigh Durham flight from Paris to Charles de Gaulle totally has it. And I was really shocked because I literally said to the Best Buy guy, I haven't seen those in years.
Wow.
Yeah. So I ended up having to use the headphones that they provided me, which was fine, but
Yeah.
Well, then if you don't have them, then you just plug it in one side, and then you only get to hear out of one side of your ears,
which is annoying. But yeah, I agree with you, Donna. I think those noise canceling headset, and honestly, it's so expensive. I mean, I'm 48 years old, and I just got my first pair of really nice ones. I bought
others. Yes.
From Wicked. I bought them from. But if you spend $100 or less, it's just not the same.
That's why I asked for a Christmas present. I'm like 41 now. I got 7 years of savings before I
go to Best Buy. 12 months refinance.
Or are you asked like several people to pool their money together for your Christmas present or your birthday present? And that's what you say, this is what I want. This is the only thing I want. So just pool your money together, and then whatever's left, I'll pay the difference.
It was literally, I was at Best Buy buying things for the kids. And he was like, if you spend $100 more, I'm like, throw this in. Mm-hmm. So the whole purchase was 12 months refinancing. I don't know. It seems really cheap then.
I mean, it's like nothing.
Yeah, it's like nothing. So, it's really worth it.
Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. And, on behalf of Lindsay, Elizabeth, George, Sandy, and myself, Donna, thank you very much for joining us this week. Gotta fly.